FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KM FM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
The government's confirmed the minimum wage will rise by 20 pence in October. It will go up to £6.70 an hour, the biggest real terms increase for 7 years. The rate for apprentices will also rise more than expected by 20% to £3.30. Nick Clegg says young people in training deserve more support.
We've got more and more young people getting their feet on the first rung of the jobs ladder as apprentices, and they need to be paid a proper, decent minimum wage, and that's what this announcement is all about.
A former detective claims senior officers repeatedly prevented him from properly investigating child sex abuse claims against late MP Cyril Smith. Jack Tasker says if the case had been taken to court, the former Liberal member would have exposed other high-profile offenders. The police watchdog is investigating claims members of the Metropolitan Force covered up abuse because of the involvement of officers and MPs.
KMFM News.
A Kent singer has been warned he faces a substantial prison sentence after being found guilty of a sex attack on a young boy. Billy Nutt was arrested after the four-year-old victim told his mum what had happened. The 55-year-old, who runs the Providence Inn at Sandgate and lives on Black Eagle Drive in Dartford, will be sentenced on Friday. The Gillingham chairman's admitted to KMFM he has no idea how many events could be affected by a catering company pulling out of a contract with the club. We're told US-based Centerplate have stopped working at Priestfield with immediate effect, despite having a deal to serve food there until 2021. Paul Scally says it's a very difficult situation.
We only know about the events in detail that are happening this week. We're not entirely sure of the detail of any of the events thereafter, because there are no files left in the offices. So in the short term, we're trying to manage the events that people have booked.
We've asked Centerplate for a response. A Kent mum whose baby son died just hours after being born with his heart outside his body says she has no regrets about going ahead with the birth. Samantha Kerr from Maidstone was told who was told while she was pregnant that her baby had a condition called ectopia cordis. Gabriel was born 7 weeks early by emergency caesarean last week. Samantha has spoken to The Update about the few precious hours she had with him.
The 4 hours that we had with our son, Gabriel, meant so much to us as a family. He looked like a little miracle. He looked like an angel. And we don't feel hard done by at all, just having 4 short hours with him. We feel that we made the right decisions in having him. Wouldn't change anything for the world. And we're just really absolutely blessed to have had him in our lives for the time that we did. We're looking to set up a charity in his name. And what we'll do is raise awareness for the condition, because at the moment there is no support at all for anybody that has a baby that is going to be born with this condition.
Gold rings worth £22,000 have been seized at the port of Dover. Border Force officers discovered 2.5 kilos of the jewellery, which are believed to have fake designer logos, in a Romanian registered lorry on Saturday. A 22-year-old Romanian man's been arrested and bailed until September. The National Crime Agency's investigating. The first phase of a £100 million regeneration of a Kent town centre has been given the go-ahead. Bosses have approved the building of a 7-screen cinema, more than 200 apartments, shops, restaurants and multi-storey car park in Sittingbourne. Work will get underway in the summer. Council leader Andrew Bowles says he's delighted.
Very pleased on behalf of the people of Sittingbourne in particular, but the people of Allswell. And now we can finally start to plan for a real future for Sittingbourne, for our young people.
And Blue and Peter Andre are going to be performing at the Castle Concerts in Rochester this summer. They'll be on stage in July and supported by the Voice winner Jermaine Jackman. Tickets will go on sale next Tuesday.
KMFM Sport.
In football, Gillingham travel north this evening to face Chesterfield in League One. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, just a point separates the two teams, so a win could see the Gills climb above them in the table. It's their second away game in 3 days, but manager Justin in Edinburgh says that won't affect their good form.
It's difficult always going back-to-back away games, certainly travelling the distance we have, but like I say, we're in good form. People are fighting and competing competitively for that shirt and they want to keep it, so long may it continue.
In team news, Jake Hessenthaler could return after missing Saturday's game through injury. Kick-off's at 7:45. Elsewhere, Reading are into their first FA Cup semi-final for 88 years. They beat League One Bradford 3-0 last night. Meanwhile, Liverpool beat Swansea 1-0 in the Premier League. And in tennis, Andy Murray is into the last 16 of the Indian Wells Masters after a fairly comfortable third-round victory. He needed three sets to get past Philipp Kohlschreiber, but though he dropped the second set 6-3, he wrapped up the other two 6-1. Murray will face Adrian Mannarino next.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.